Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. And we wanted to let you guys in on our group thread from yesterday because it was popping. Our group thread was popping off yesterday during the Lions loss, and we got into a bit of a discussion. Did I say Lions loss?
Yeah, my bad. I just wanted to set the record clear that the Lions did win.
Robbie, do me a favor. Go on the hallway, do 50 push-ups, and come on back in.
Robbie, I didn't write that down.
Robbie can't do 50 push-ups.
That's true. I can do. Oh my God!
Wow.
I can. Marshall.
Now this really is our group thread.
During COVID, I did 500 push-ups in 12 hours. That was one activity
was
I did.
A long time ago. Is this what I tell him, or do you want to tell him that COVID was a long time ago?
Wait, why did you do this?
I just wanted to test myself. So isn't it like something Herschel Walker did? So I tried to do it.
And
I did it.
But Herschel Walker did 500 push-ups in a row, also 1,000 sit-ups.
I could do 50 push-ups
Herschel
in a row.
Herschel Walker is a freak of nature.
And the Lions won.
How many chin-ups can you do? Let's talk about
Let's not talk about chin-ups. I meant the loss to the Lions. Sorry about that. Using Lions as the determiner of the loss.
I want to set the record straight here that the Lions won by a lot.
I understood when you said Lions loss.
Yeah, the loss to the Lions. Maybe somebody just got a little sensitive. And that is the point of today's game. This was the big discussion on our group thread. We would like to call this game, Is This Petty?
I feel like this is going to be a game that's not a one-off also.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could ask whether or not it's petty. And as a petty individual myself, I like to think that I know a thing or two about being petty. So we discussed it amongst ourselves. We will now play you the audio of where Ben Johnson omits saying the name of somebody that used to be his quarterback.
You know, defense has more explosive plays than we wanted to going into the game. We knew that they were an explosive offense, and we had a plan, and we didn't contain those playmakers very well. You know, the quarterback for them really, really got after us and made us hurt.
Huh. Wonder who that quarterback is. That quarterback for that other team. Maybe he played for him for, I don't know, a while. Who is that quarterback that you just can't mention his name, Ben Johnson?
Hey, listen. 7 plays of 25 yards or more yesterday from the Detroit Lions offense. I wouldn't be mad at him for wanting to forget that Jared Goff was out there, first of all. And I don't think this is petty at all. I really don't. I think he's just like talking. Stream of consciousness. He wasn't thinking about, I got to mention people's names.
I mean, listen to the way we just discussed the phrase Lions loss. I didn't think it was petty either because I thought that, number one, you don't want to sound too chummy and be like old Jared or whatever you want to call him, Goffy. I don't know what your nickname is for Jared Goff, but you can't do that. So then you're stuck with trying to describe what happened. And also, I think in some ways, I hate to use this term because we use it all the time, but Ben Johnson is a machine. I think he might be a cyborg.
Sack machine.
So because of that, I think he probably watched tape and analyzed this game like a cyborg. And maybe he didn't say Jared Goff to everybody. Just like, I don't know what his terminology is during
the
week.
You know, the quarterback for them.
Yeah.
So I think in this case that might not have been the case.
It's a little bit petty. It's more intentional, I think, than petty. I think there's a little line that we have to distinguish there. I don't think he had any intention of mentioning their names, and I do think there's some pettiness involved in that. We know how competitive this guy is. We know this guy likes to tear your heart out. We know he likes to embarrass teams. We learned that from Dan Weider's article in The Athletic, from whom we will hear at 1 o'clock. In just a little bit. So I do think it was intentional. So, however, I'll give the other side too. This is something that goes on in the league. Like last week, for example, Richard Hightower referred to Cairo Santos as the player.
We asked
the player if he could kick it through the end zone, and the player said yes. But in this case, with the emotions as high as there are, I'm going petty, everybody.
You know, the quarterback. For them,
you could make an argument that during Ben Johnson's time in Detroit, he spent more time with Jared Goff than his own kids during the football season. So the fact you have to say that quarterback for them, you know his name. His name's Jared Goff.
But do you know how mad we talk about this all the time? Do you know how mad you have to get to be in a game? Like, players have to take themselves to ridiculous lengths of anger in order to get the appropriate amount of fired up. From everything we know, Ben Johnson is a competitor, so he might also have been fired up and he just didn't have all his words. And was it petty or was it unintentional? Like your mug, Mark Grody.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know where I always get the delinquent mug in the break room, and I just pulled it out of the little drying rack there.
Whoa, wait, that's someone else's mug?
Yeah, well,
couldn't find the one with the W.
Where's the L in Mark Grody's name?
Couldn't find the W.
Is this Layla's mug? It's an L. Who else?
Lisa Fielding.
Fielding's mug. Lisa, I'm
sorry.
Do we
have a mug thief within us? No. Are you the mug thief?
It was in the community area. It was in the drying rack, which means I can take the mug out of the drying rack. Jesse.
Let's get to that next clip because I really want to talk about this.
Say my name.
Okay, next on Is This Petty?
Dan Campbell ran it up on you on that fourth and four goal. What's he supposed to do?
It's fourth and goal. What do you want him to do? Yeah, he could have kicked the field goal. They don't kick field goals. They go for it there. So he was doing what he was supposed to do. That's what he does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Standard operating procedure.
That's what they do over there.
Standard operating procedure. He knows it because he's been a part of it. That's what Ben Johnson and the Lions and the head coach Dan Campbell, they do.
He had no choice but to answer that question like that because he said that he likes to embarrass teams and put the foot on the throat with no mercy. No mercy.
So no petty.
We would say that. We would say that on this Yee talk show. We would say that.
Yee.
Yeah.
Yee.
That's how I feel about it. We are the knights that say ye. But yeah, we would do that on this talk show. I feel like we would say it in the same way. He's right. They don't do that. They love fourth down means nothing to them. Nothing.
That's right.
There's an established pattern there.
So I guess the question is, Robbie, why do you think it's petty?
I think it's petty because he's treating this like it's Ohio State versus Michigan, where you can't say Ohio State. You have to say that team up there, that team down there. Like, just say that's what the Lions do. Like, how come you just can't say Jared Goff or the Lions name? I know it's so stupid, and this is such a Dustin Rhodes take of mine, but it's just like, why? I can't say their name.
Embrace it. He doesn't have to. You should lean into it.
When you've got the thought. It's really about sussing it out productively.
Like, he's acting like it's this huge rivalry. Dude, you got your ass beat. Like, you lost by, like, about 30 points. Like, take the L. But, say their name.
But I will say this. That Ohio State-Michigan with the two people making out, and one's in an Ohio State sweatshirt and one is in a Michigan sweatshirt, and it was an old ESPN promo. That was disgusting.
I'm the one you should fear.
Wow.
Say my name, Jesse.
Come on, we got to switch the samples.
No, that was actually my Walter White.
Yeah, that's Walter White. Breaking Bad.
Pretty much Harrison Ford. I was doing Breaking Bad right there. But
say my name.
Yeah, say my name, and then he just says Jesse the rest of the show.
I prefer
Jesse.
Say my name. Say my
I'm
name.
I'm your Jesse.
You are my Jesse. Baby, yeah, I love you.
Hopefully, I'm not cooking that up. You're not making me cook that.
So
up.
So wait, did we decide if it was petty or not? I forget.
Robbie's wrong. It's not petty.
Did I say it was petty?
You said it wasn't petty.
You know, I feel like we should just do this every now and then because I think it's going to come up more times than not.
Yeah, we're seeing Ben Johnson be a little snippy. Ben Johnson's a little snippy.
I like it. I got no problem with him being a little bit snippy.
He deserves to be snippy.
I mean, that's what we were begging for from Matt Eberflus last year. Like, come out and get pissed. Jalen Johnson wanted Matt Eberflus to get pissed off and not say the same old thing. That was the genesis of what Jalen Johnson was saying in the locker room last Thanksgiving. Don't give us the same old crap, Flus. So good on Ben. Jesse!
It was not the same old crap. Like, no. The way you said that just... I also watched that really funny Lamar Jackson video, and I can't get it out of my head now, the interview.
I have
I'm
to see
sorry.
It still.
You Sunday really conversation. Do?
Yeah, you were losing it before you came on here.
I was.
There she goes. Marshall, take us to the break, dude. Take us
say
to the break.
My name.
Listen, yes. You say it's same old crap. I say it's... the same standard Sock. Crap, but same with new crap involved.
I don't have all my words, and I get paid to talk. I
know.
Cannot blame that man for not having all of his words. See, I said that man. Does that mean I'm petty?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, a little bit.
You know, the quarterback.
Or dismissive.
For them.
How about dismissive and intentional and a dash of petty?
I think all of this, like, I feel like we could do this with a lot of comments now, so I think we should play this game again.
We'll play the game, but first we got a different kind of game. It's not even a game. It's just a segment. Five on it.
It's our five biggest topics of the day.
That's not what it is.
It's also, we'll also talk about the Cubs.
I love saying that.
People are like, oh, when are you talking about the Cubs? Next.
Bears.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.